Okay, so we're doing a wrap-up of Manapalooza, and I know a lot of you were there, and you don't necessarily need to, you know, if you choose to stay on the call, that's great. You always hear different insights from Mary Jo. And as I told you earlier, I wasn't on the whole thing because I was at a board meeting, and I just poked in and on the time I had to talk and then got right off to go back to the board meeting. But I did go back and listen to the entire replay, so I'm going to give you some insights from that and drafted up the outline based on that. And Al kicked off the Manapalooza, and he came with the classic Al Bala excitement, right? But he's talking about this being the year of speed and acceleration, and I love that concept. I think as you show up in 2020, it kind of sets the stage, and I want you people to all think about it. It sets a stage for you on how your entire decade's going to work. Because if 2020 is a bust year for you, I think it sets a stage for you to, like, have a bust decade. Does that make sense? I think really this is the first year of a new decade. Let's really look at it as the first step of the rest of our lives, the first step of us taking our business to a whole other level. Or for those of you who are just basically customers and wanting to support customers, that's another thing that's really a drive for 2020. Manitech looks at this is a year of the customers as well. So, but 2020 means doubling down on everything in your life. Get it really clear. You know, as you start, so you finish. So how are you doing already in January? We need to come in with a mind of speed and acceleration for this decade. And I know when I go back and look at my Manitech career, when I first started in Manitech, I didn't even know how to spell network marketing. I'd never been exposed to it in my life, so it took me, you know, 4 months or 5 months just to kind of learn what it's about. And I went to a couple trainings by some key leaders and read a few good books out there, and that's what set me on fire. And then I became, within a year and or 12 to 16 months, I became presidential director, and that's when it was at 60,000 of volume, and I never looked back. So it really is about just stepping into it and just grabbing onto it and putting everything you have into it, because I left a six-figure salary plus to do Manitech, and it was like, okay, have you lost your mind? But I really felt led, you know, and a lot of you know my story because of what happened to my dad, and then I felt God was just laying this in my heart that this is what he wanted me to do in an incredible way for contribution, and it's worked out wonderfully. So I love it. But it is about full commitment. It's about really putting are you all in? Is this the time to be all in? And I know every one of you can sit back and go, well, Mary Jo, I'm waiting for this or I'm waiting for this. Don't wait. I mean, if Mary Jo in the first 7 days of January can sign up 2 brand new associates in her organization, you can do that too. I don't mean you have to do it in the first 7 days, but if you have in your head you have to wait, or you're not good enough, or you don't have the best materials, or you don't, something else is coming down the pike, you're the limitation. Manitech's not the limitation. You are. It's your mindset that you need to work on to clean out those cobwebs and quit having all that judgment about things that you have to have in order to be effective, because you can do it with the tools you have. So it's really about getting started. So make some decisions about 2020, and hopefully you guys are all going back and working through the materials I gave you in December about, you know, making a plan. You know, a person without a vision goes nowhere, right? I mean, you're going to perish. We know that's even scriptural. So it's about, you know, have a plan, plan of action. What are you going to do? What are you committed to doing every day of your life? What is on your plan today to do? So get all that right. So your next few days, make a decision on what 2020 is going to look like, and then you can bite off bite-sized pieces. And I taught you last December about, you know, 12-week years, busting your year out into 3-month cycles. We're really 12-week cycles, and setting goals for that, because it's easier to do that instead of trying to set out total, big, huge, humongous goals for the year that intimidate you, then do bite-sized goals and just make those things happen. You can stay focused. He also talked about that the company plans are making dramatic shifts in 2020, and they're going to, because we already know a lot of those things that are happening. We're talking about a year of customer obsession. Manitech is going to be really going after building a customer base, a consumer base for all of you, and they're making changes to do that. It's going to take a culture shift in our company, and he says this is going to be this will take a decade because it's a culture shift. I have a big question mark by that, just so all of you know. I'm having that conversation with Al. why a decade? Okay, I think we can make culture shifts faster than 10 years, but I'm going to put a little pressure on that arena because I don't want that just to give people excuses to procrastinate. Does that mean that we want to go after the customer, and this is something that's been important to me for a long time, and you want to be intentional about it. We want to become customer obsessed. We want the company internally to become customer obsessed, and I know all of us have had our own issues with customer service from time to time over there in relating to our customers. In fact, I'll share with you one of mine over the holiday times. I mean, it wasn't holidays. It was right after the holidays, the first week in January. Remember, I told you I signed up 2 new associates. One of the people was a guy that used to be in Manitech 15 years ago, and he couldn't find, and so he called up customer service. He decided he wanted to get back on the products and maybe do the business, and he asked about Mary Jo Hilliker. And you know what customer service told him? That she was no longer with the company. You get this? I was like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? I mean, it just was a little frustrating. So I got on top of that one. But there's a problem we have going on. So, that you know, and they took care of that. I believe all they did was they were looking at who was employed by Manitech. They're not training their people properly, right? So I got on top of that. That's been revamped and revised and, you know, highlighted. But, you know, and I ended up getting the guy signed up as an associate. But the idea that when we become customer obsessed, we got to have proper training and teaching, and everybody's got to be on top of everything. So it will take a culture shift internally, but it also will take a culture shift from us too. And I think that I don't think there's a person on earth that shouldn't be taking Amber Toast. So that makes it easy for us because now we're becoming customer obsessed. I think that's a great thing for all of us to do. It helps us be able to go out and approach anybody, anywhere, any place. So they're going to be evaluating that. I believe they're hiring an outside consultant to come in and make that happen as well. I don't know the timing on that, but they did discuss that with me, so I think that's in the works. So spoil your customers, and that's what we're going after, and Al did a great job of kicking that off. Landon then got up and talked about year of acceleration, decade of customer obsession, you know, all these new things, new product system, new products, a lot of great things coming down the way, the changes they've already put in. One of the changes I know that they're obsessed with is the concept that your phone is going to become your business. So those of you who are still a little awkward with your cell phones, really work on it. And Lydia is actually, she's so good at it, and so I can depend on her. But my problem, it's allowed me to be inefficient. So I'm going to go to some Apple classes and do those kind of things just to really help me grow with more applications of my phone so I'm not like naive about things that I should know by now because I've been using iPhones for a long, long time, as most of us. But, you know, there's no shame in going to classes and learning no matter where you are in your walk with this, right? It's just and I can even tell you, Lydia likes to go to classes because for Lydia, it's like she wants to know the newest and hottest thing. So there's always a reason to continue in your training and education. Some of the changes that they've already implemented is, number one, the customer first order bonus. This is something we harped on for a long time because one of the things that we said is that people aren't getting enough money up front. And so we're also looking at maybe doing something in the realm of associate base as well. But the idea that now a customer first owner bonus, it used to be 15%, it's increased to 25%. Now, how do they end up paying for that? Well, they decrease the CV, which is the PPV, as you know it. What is the product volume that you get off that order? But it's just for the first-time order. But what it does do is it incentivizes all of us to go out there and get more customers. Right? You're going to get more money. And when you have a brand new person who gets involved with Manitech, when they start signing people up, probably the majority of the first people they sign up are going to be consumers. They want to try the products first, so they come in as consumers or customers. And that new person is going to make more money up front. And there's no better stimulant to keep an associate's attention to their business than to give them more compensation up front so they can see what they're earning. And this applies to, for all of you, is so you go, well, Mary Jo, I've already signed up my first customer. No, it applies to any person you sign up as long as they're a first-time customer. So it's not just about you starting your business and the first customer you sign up. It's about your first-time customer, their first order. So, right? So everybody will be able to generate more income by doing this. And you can imagine if your first order bonus is 25% and they're buying $500, you're talking about what? yeah, a lot of money. This is 120, that'd be $125 that you'd get just off of that first order. That's significant, right? So that's what's happening in this. It started January 1, so people that you've signed up since the beginning of the year, you're already earning this. The loyalty percentage, we had loyalty credits that we know. We got, you know, when we first signed up for associates, you got 10%, then 15, then 20 over a six-month period that you know, increased. And they're taking that same, you have 3 months at 10, three at 15, and then after 15, you get 20 thereafter, as long as you're on automatic order each of those months, right? You have to stay on auto order. Once you're off auto order, you go back to 10% on your next automatic order. And it's always an auto order. And they're applied, whereas customers could never get more than 10%. That's all they ever got. Now, customers can equally get 20%. So that's cool. And by the way, Manitech is talking about an affiliate program as well, which is really awesome. I don't know how much they shared at Manifest, but the affiliate program is where they're going to be building a bonus for customers to get customers. Now, they can't get income off of them because as a customer, we know that they can't earn any income at all, right? Customers don't earn income, but they're going to reward them with loyalty points. So if a customer wants to refer it to a son or daughter or uncle or, you know, somebody at their church or somebody they have in their somebody that's an employee in their workforce or who works with them, any friend, relative, whatever that customer does, when they start sharing with other people because they're looking better or feeling better and somebody wants to get on the same products, they're going to get a bonus for that. That doesn't happen today. That customer they bring on, where does it go? Underneath you. What happens with the first-time customer order? Whoops, it's your customer. They're going to get a bonus, loyalty points, but you're going to actually get what? First-order bonus because it's your customer. Customers can't have their own customer. They don't make money off them, but they do get loyalty points that are assigned based on what that customer buys. They're going to get loyalty. So that's going to be a cool thing too, right? A first-time kind of a way to get incentivize customers to go and share their success and their love of the products as well and get a benefit from it. Okay, so that's kind of what's going on with customer. That's going to help us build that huge customer momentum, right? The year of the customer and really appreciating them, giving them all the excellence that they deserve. And then the Manitech Plus app, like I told you earlier, it's center of your universe, enhancements with two versions. There's a free version and a paid version. So, and again, I think that had a little confusion as well at Manapalooza, but it's going to be the paid version. Manitech is redoing the spreadsheet. There's a sheet that's going to be in the library. We looked at it this morning. It was wrong. It's the old sheet, so we talked to Ben over there, and they're going to be redoing that sheet so it properly reflects the new package that you get with a paid version. And so you can look at that, but it's going to give you a lot more things and a lot of opportunities for you to grow your business. Your premium version will customize videos with hyperlinks so you can connect to your shopping cart, your personal shopping cart, your personal home page, all of that. So, and there's wellness surveys you'll be able to send to customers, which is part of the incorporation. When somebody asked me the question about, you know, what's his name? Richard Brooks, sorry. He's gone, so I forgot his name. No, Richard Brooks was doing, part of that was building this wellness survey. Well, we're incorporating that into your Manitech Plus app. So you're going to be able to sell wellness surveys out to people and send them out and just say, hey, work through this wellness survey, and then you're going to have ability to tie in products to the responses on their wellness survey. So you can really be a quote-unquote wellness coach in that regard without being a nutritionist. And you'll also get all your organizational stats on your phone as well. The CARE program, we talked about that, winning back customers. They've already bought back over $500,000, $500,000 of the sales through the customer care program they did internally. And we're going to be training associates to do that as well. And then get back in your hands people that have been purged from your organization so that you can choose to go after those people with scripts and trainings to get them restarted on products as well. They talked about the Costa Rica trip that the guys went on. They went, four of them went down to Costa Rica and did some photo shoots and took trips around, of course, that beautiful plantation. And there are a lot of us going on that incentive trip that will be going in February to enjoy that kind of experience as well. We're building a super deluxe A1 top shelf, no excuses, video short that's going to be able to tell you the glyconutrient story. I mean, if there's one thing that we're all in on, the S&P's all in on, is we're dedicated to make the best possible video for the field on this topic, because there's no reason we shouldn't be out there marketing our top technology called glyconutrients. And to do that, we want to tell the story. And I'm trying to get more, I mean, I'm working on it myself and just know what my fingers are in it. How much they listen to me is another story, but I'm trying to get lay people. I don't want to hear from associates. I want to hear from a lay person. So one of the people that had one of the most phenomenal testimonials about what goes on in Costa Rica was none other than our videographer, Jason. I mean, he went down there in December, and when he came back, November, I think he was there. And when he came back from his trip, he said, you know, Mary Jo, I've always thought aloe, everybody's got aloe products, there are aloe products everywhere. He said, when I walked through the aloe fields and I entered the plant and I saw all these women with masks and all this stuff and what they were doing and how they filleted the aloe and how they took all the ingredients and they had the, you know, and they, he went through a number of the different, and he said, I was blown away. Aloe is no longer just aloe to me. This is the most phenomenal process I've ever seen, and the care with which they dealt with it and the concept of how fast they had to get it from cut to process to maintain the activity level was amazing to me. I mean, this is hearing from a layperson. So I think those kind of testimonials are very powerful, because he's not doing it for any other reason than because he's not an associate, he's not making money off anything, and he just was totally blown away by what we do in Costa Rica. So I'm trying to get more of that in it, and anyway, so hopefully we'll see some of that stuff out of Costa Rica. Next, after that, talking about the CARE program, of course, they brought up, make sure we're, manifest. I mean, your focus right now should be, what am I going to accomplish by manifest? In fact, this is what's so fun. I talked to you guys and trained you guys on 12-week periods, and hopefully you've implemented them starting January 1. But if you haven't, you can actually start implementing it, because there's like 14 weeks left or so until we get to manifest, or 13. I'm just telling you, perfect time for you to start setting your goals and being really conscientious and directed, full energy forth to blast through what we call this first 12-week period, and you'll land up in manifest. And I'd love to see some of you celebrate your 12-week year results at manifest, and I'll be there. So I'm hoping that you will too to celebrate that. Next, Al Bala got up and he introduced the next speaker, who is Mary Jo Hilliker, so I can talk about this, but I don't really need to. Anyway, and they gave me an award of excellence. I had no idea that was coming, but what was so funny is like it was a $1,000 award, and I just took my car in this morning, and it needs new brake something, and what else? There are two things, new battery, but new brake, something on the bearings on my front wheels and all that stuff. And guess what the price was? $949. How cracked up I go. Well, that was easy come, easy go. but what a blessing. But I did, and I honestly want to tell you, I really accepted that award of excellence on behalf of all of those in the field who are working the business, because I believe all of you deserve award of excellence. If you're out there day in and day out working the business, sharing with people, you are with me in that award, if you can understand what I'm saying. I feel like I reflected the field, because that's who I care about is the field. Not the corporate guys, but I care about the field. So I received it on behalf of you. And I spoke a lot about the Vision 2020 conference coming up, some of the concepts. I just drafted and put out a topics for the 2020 conference, because we're building the agenda, we're finalizing that, and there are 28 items. And Lydia just looks at me and goes, okay, you know how many you need about a month to get there? So we have a lot of things to go over, but it's going to be, I'm ecstatic about the number of presidentials coming in town to work together, not corporate. This is all field-generated, field idea, field concept, and field-driven. We will have a couple of corporate guys there to talk about specific things that we need from them, but they don't control it. Does that make sense? So it's going to be an awesome, awesome event, which is why I'm telling you to get prepared for that Monday call on the 3rd of February. I will share with you everything I possibly can coming out of that event. But one of the things was, we already sent out a questionnaire to everybody, and I've already accumulated all that data on the questionnaires and the responses. One question was, what about a mastermind with all the presidentials across the United States? And build mastermind, and we probably won't have just one. We may have multiple ones that are grouped because you don't want to have 40 people on one call or 60 people on one call. So what we're looking at is having masterminds, and then once a month feeding this either on a North America presidential page or publishing this to all associates to give you guys what we're seeing as best practices. So you're going to hear from leaders actively doing the business, what are current best practices. You can take or leave them, but I think, you know, if I were out in the field and I could tap into 40 presidentials' ideas, I think it's something that I would be absolutely thrilled to do. Right? If I were a brand new associate, or I was like a regional director, or whatever we call these people, silver directors or whatever it is today, I would want to have that information. I would want to know what's working, what's not working from a best practices thing. So it's something that we're trying to be as sensitive as we can to help the field grow and get the best possible information they can. So look forward to that, and it would be a good chance for all presidentials to cross work. Now, we've never done this before, because people talk about cross-lining and stuff like that. I see no problem with it whatsoever with the group of presidentials we have, because these people, we've all known each other for 20 years, right, almost. So it's a great group of people to work with to just say, let's just knock it out of the park in North America. And that's our goal, and we're going to do whatever it takes to get that done. So praise God for that, right? I'm just ecstatic. So that's why we're having this big meeting to get going. But there are just so many things that are on the agenda. Trust me, you're going to be joyful about every one of the things we have listed. And then Steve Nugent talked about the new product rollout, new and improved Mana Bears. I've had a lot of questions come through on the Mana Bears. And it's some more this morning. As you can see, people are still interested in, you know, and we'll get you the information on the eye product, how much of that is in there, if they have every ingredient or not. The concept is they built them, they're new and improved, and I love the idea that they're going after gut health, because that's so huge, especially in children today. It's a crisis beyond belief, because the kids are getting way too much sugar in their diets and all this bad stuff in their diets, and it's really, when you destroy your gut at 5, 6, 7 years old, you're in trouble, right? I mean, it's awful. And so it's really important for us to have, you know, the pre and probiotics in there and all the other things, excellent sources of all sorts of vitamins and minerals. They have no bad things, no HFCs, no artificial sweeteners, the GMO, preservatives, gluten, all this stuff in there. And we can make representations about the product. We can say it supports the immune health, brain health, eye health, bone health, gut health, supports growth and development. All of these things are representations we can make to people about this new product. Why do we need these for children? I gave you a bunch of the stats that were thrown out. They're in the outline. I don't need to go through all of them, but you can read all those kind of things. The vitamins, all the vitamins, all that are in there, massive, and why they're in there, and the deficiency that we see. And 1 billion CFUs in each Mana Bear serving with pectin. That's a pre and probiotic combination, so awesome. So, and in each bottle, you get approximately 90 bears, and that's the serving size is 3 a day, and the weight is identical to the other in terms of the total weight of the packaging. I think our old Mana Bears were smaller or had less substance to them, so that's why they were lighter. And I think that old serving size, I didn't use them, but I think there were 4, and now they're going down to 3. That doesn't mean you got less quantity of bears, but better quality, and each bear probably weighs a little bit more than the bear that we used to have because of the added quality they put into it. So bears, yes, would I buy them? Of course. You know, the one thing, if you buy the 5, get one free, just know there's no money back guarantee on those buys, so you cannot return those. they wrote that up in the, because they had for some statistical reason they had to do that. I didn't, wasn't real clear on it, but I trusted Al when I asked him about it. Because, you know, Mary Jo, she's always thinking about you guys in the field. I'm going, wait a minute, where'd I have my money back guarantee? Yeah, but it's a great buy-in, and it's great to get those products back in. And I took advantage of it. I hope you guys did too. And it's exciting to see that we're going to have them. Like, they're about 6 weeks out now, because I think they said March, but it might be earlier, but it also, don't count on it. Just stick with March. I don't want to open up anyone's, you know, wishes and whims that that could be better. Then we had the fat loss program. Ashley Torian got out there again. Of course, we already talked about that. I put it in the announcements today, and I don't know what cash prizes they're going to do. I just know in the past they gave cash prizes on that. But there is this super-duper bundle pricing, $179.99, on something that usually was $259. You get the complete bundle for $179.99. So I highly recommend it if you love those products and you use them from time to time, even if you don't want to be in the transformation program, which is, I believe, is it still 3 months? They run it as a three-month program, 90 days. Yeah, New You 90. even if you don't want to be in the program, the buy-in at that rate is just phenomenal in terms of what you get pricing on the product. So if you're using the True Health products, those are great. By the way, I just combined with somebody, not the True Health program, but using the detox product in there is so powerful. True Pure. So you can get people on a product even though it's not part of the, it comes with a weight loss program, but it's excellent as a detox product. If you want to go through a detox for 30 days, that's a great product itself. And next we had some speakers. Dr. Lin Chin was on, and she just talked about consistency, and boy, that is that not a gigantic word. Yeah, I mean, it is. And what is consistency really? Can I redefine it for some of you? I'm going to use another word that some of you on this call don't like very much, and it's called discipline. How's that working for you, right? Consistency is all about discipline, right? It's about disciplining yourself to continue doing the same thing over and over again, right? And tweaking it, fine-tuning it, improving it, talking to people, listening to calls from presidentials, getting some insight of how you can improve on it. But consistency, every day. Are you talking to somebody new every single day? There's no way your business won't grow if you're not talking to somebody every single day and working on every day, what? Being better, learning new techniques, learning things to say, learning how to come from your heart instead of from your head. That's probably the biggest problem I see with new associates out there that get on board is they want to give you all the science because it's so much fun. You learned all this phenomenal science about this incredible product. But the problem with it is this. People don't want to hear a science. You know? What do they want to do? They want to see that you care about them. First of all, how much do you care? That comes out most important. And so you want to communicate from the heart and the possibilities for them. And just really be kind and let the materials do all that science stuff. Do the talking yourself, and then you can answer questions from there. But critical for us to be that way. And she talked about, too, consistency. She just goes after people. And you know, when we get into the Chinese or the Koreans, South Koreans, we know their work ethic is a little bit different than ours. I mean, they'd have no problem talking to 25 people a day and really pounding at people and other things. And I mean, it's just their culture. It's definitely a different culture for us. So I'm not sure you're going to get 1,000 people in 3 months or 6 months or whatever they do. But the idea is that we definitely can go out there and get, you know, 20 people in 3 months. I mean, that's something that anyone can do. So it's just setting a goal and making it happen. And I'm just highlighting one more time for all of you on the call. Manifest is right around the corner. You need to have your goal set. Where are you going to be by the time Manifest hits? That's about 14 weeks away, as I said. Set your goals. Set the intention. Then back into, what do I need to do to accomplish that every day? What does my behavior have to include? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What am I going to do every single day? How am I going to build my confidence? How am I going to build myself to believe in myself? How am I going to keep positive and keep going out? How many people am I going to talk to every day? How do I keep track of all these people? You know, that's why day timers are terrific. You can use it on a computer. You can use a physical one, whatever it is. But if you want to grow your business, you'd better choose to be active every day and disciplined around it. So, and she did phenomenal. I mean, she just, she got, I don't know, in a short period of time, over 1,000 people in her organization. She's very successful in Manatech. The next people, Helen, Ken and Helen Beck, Bronze Presidentials, they're incredible because these are people that, you know, became engaged and got all the way up to presidential director really quickly, and then they kind of disappeared. That happens with people sometimes in network marketing companies. And they decided, hey, let's get reengaged again, and they broke 2 new presidentials, right, in last year, broke 2 new presidentials. So all the people, they're all getting incredible benefit from the Manatech products, and they also received the Award of Excellence as well. But it's about, you know, even if you haven't been engaged, getting reengaged again, and just do it a little differently. Just choose to get some great mentors around you and make sure you're applying the steps, step by step, and we talked about that in December. We don't need to harp on that, what it takes to be successful in this business. Do what it takes. Sarah Bowen spoke to, she gave her year-end report for 2019. They donated 8 million meals and 12 million servings to orphans in 21 countries. And, of course, they stay astonished at the change in all the kids. And that in Nigeria and Swaziland, the doctors referred to our product as superfood, right? A superfood that they get. And it really is superfood, right? And in 2020, the focus is on Asia. They found some good partners there. They're doing a big fundraiser right now for M5M to help the orphans. You can pay $100 and get 10 tickets for a raffle, which includes a whole cornucopia of products. And I'm just going to highlight to you, last year at Manifest, they did the same thing. Remember, you got to be in the drawing as well, right? You're in the drawing with your tickets. And then you got to be in the drawing if you bought $1,000 worth, which was 10 times 100, right? I'd get 100 tickets for a raffle. And they were like pulling like 4 or 5 people were going to get drawn out of the raffle for the big baskets they had of this cornucopia products. And I thought, how can I lose here? So I paid $1,000 and I bought 100 tickets. And I just knew that I had phenomenal percentage chance of winning one of the drawings. And sure enough, my name was called, and I got this huge package of Manatech products. There were over $2,000 worth of products that I received. So I just paid $1,000 and received $2,000 worth of products. Is that a win or a win, right? Cool. But it even got better because anyone who donated $1,000 to Mana Relief, to M5M, I should say, not Man Relief, M5M, anyone who donated $1,000 to M5M last Manifest was put in a pool, and they did a one-person drawing for a free Costa Rica trip. And guess who got pulled on that? Mary Jo. Yeah. So I not only won $2,000 worth of products with a $1,000 investment, but I also won all expenses per trip to Costa Rica. You like this? They'd be on the Costa Rica trip. So win the incentive or not win the incentive, I was going on the incentive. So I just tell you, these kind of raffles are fun. Go and you don't have to pay $1,000 and buy, you know, 100 tickets. Buy 10. It's, you know, put the money in. Everything goes for the benefit of M5M, which is what is the biggest blessing of participating. It's not about winning. It's about participating, right? Winning is just a little joy at the other end. And then it gave me that $2,000 of the products I was able to give out to other people because I love giving free products away. And I don't think there's anyone in Manatech that doesn't love blessing people with free products. So always good to have some on the side. So go to M5M Foundation. I think it's spelled wrong there. Does everybody get that? Foundation, T-I-O-N instead of, I'm not sure. I might be looking at an old draft because I caught some typos. But to M5MFoundation.org and purchase tickets there. Next, Dr. Marcia Schaefer. Again, I left out some people and because we would have had 5 pages of outline. Anyway, Dr. Marcia Schaefer, she's a chiropractor, totally impressed with Manatech science. A lot of you have seen her video clip. It's on Wendy Kramer's team up to Zoom website. You can go watch it there. I think Manatech has it on their website as well, allaboutmanatech.com. So, but I love chiropractors. In fact, some of you have been around Manatech a long time know back in the early 2001, 2002, I put a whole program together. I even wrote a book about chiropractors, a little booklet, 20 pages, on how to approach chiropractors. And I had, I think, 65, 70 chiropractors. It was one of the things that catapulted me, you know, my business like doubled in volume because of the chiropractors I had involved. So chiropractors are perfect for this because they're all about natural. They basically agree with us on the majority of what we promote, but they fall in love with cell-to-cell communication because they're all about cellular communication, and that's why Dr. Marcia is so thrilled with the product. She sees all the differences in her patients, and chiropractors, that's all they care about is their patients. The ones I know are just, they're just like us. They just have this heart for healing, and we do too. So she just is a great, you know, what should I say? She just really entices people to move forward, encourages people across the board to plan. And she talked about the rule of sevens. Most prospects need 7 exposures. I know a lot of you go, oh, forget it, Mary Jo, I don't have the patience. Stop it. Have patience. Yeah. Patience is a virtue. I know you're hearing from somebody that lived most of her life with no patience right here, but trust me, patience is a virtue. Lydia says, Mary Jo can shift, anyone can shift. Yeah. So anyway, so make sure that you have that patience to continue working with your people and they eventually come around. And then Al closed out the meeting. I believe he talked about Manifest coming up at Texas Motor Speedway, and he talked about the importance of Manatech Plus app and lots of new things in the year of speed and acceleration. So it is a not-to-miss event. If you haven't registered yet, definitely do it at the Texas Motor Speedway. It's going to be crazy. The presidentials are going to get to actually go around the track in a car. I can't wait to play bumper cars with the other presidentials because you know me. They're going to have to take the speed level off of my car because my foot is going to go. Oh, Lydia says she's going to be driving. She's going to prevent me from crashing. But so that's it, guys. Any questions? Did you guys have a blast? Did I answer some questions you might have had or give you some new insights? Everybody good? Enjoy Manapalooza. Buy your bears.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought Manapalooza was great. You did a good job summarizing. And
great.
I'm excited about the app. And I'm just wondering if you have enrolled anybody new and gotten them on the app, and if you've had any challenges to get them on the app, or has it been easy for you? Do you know? Have you done that at all?
Getting people on the app, we haven't. Who have we added to the app, Lid? I can't even remember. She usually does most of the technical work, so, you know, I kind of. She just added somebody last week. She said, yeah. Yeah, new associates get an email about it, so if you follow the idea that they're getting an email, you're going to be a lot more likely to be a better encourager of them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if it's a new associate. Yeah, that's what I heard. The new associates will get an email, but it's something like 24 hours they have to click on the link to set up their app. So when you're signing them up, you want to tell them that, you know, about the email.
Do they have 24 hours to sign up? I'm asking Lid. I'm sorry. 24 hours on that email? It says they have 24 hours to do it? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know where that's coming from. Go to FAQs in the library, and you'll get a copy of that letter, right? Isn't it have something in there that copies the letter or the content so you can see what they're getting? But I don't believe it's a 24-hour time period.
Okay, somebody said originally it was a 24-hour magic link. It expired in 24 hours. So if they didn't get it, and then my other question.
Oh, no, here's it's the exact opposite, Silence. They can't sign up for the first 24 hours. Because it has to get into the system. So have a delay of 24 hours, not a mandatory. You follow me?
Yeah, and is that the same also for, like, say we have current associates that, you know, I had 2 people come to Manapalooza. They've never signed up for the app. They've been in Manatech for 5 years, but they decided they wanted to get the app. So they sign up on their website. It takes 24 hours to get them activated. And then I just wondered if you had any experience with that getting them into the system?
Not really. I haven't had any problems with it, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. All right. I just wondered if you had any experience.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's something we can highlight about what's the most effective way to get people onboarding people in the app, right? Is that your question?
Yeah. Well, this is Mary Erb. I actually give the extra customer support and do it for them and then get them on the line or write it out like a protocol and say, okay, because this is how you're going to educate yourself. Go ahead and get on here and start watching these videos.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. And Manapalooza was great. What I liked is that we did not have to go to Chicago or, Dallas. It didn't matter where you were in the world. You could just get on the Zoom and do it.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Isn't that special? And if you couldn't be there, you can go watch it today, the whole replay from A to Z. Yeah, great. Great energy, great by everybody. But thanks for your insight for silence as well, that writing out the protocol and just getting people, like, just walking through it with them a little bit. So and why they want to. Yeah, I mean, I think you're right on that, Mary, in a huge way, because if people don't know why they need to do it, a lot of people they're not just the analytical types that want to know everything and want to dig into everything. So we want to how do you encourage people to, like, jump in and look at this stuff? And you want to really say, here's the importance of knowing this, because, number one, you're going to be sharing it with other people. Number two, it's going to educate you so you can talk to people, help build your languaging around Manatech, right? So there are a lot of reasons. If they don't see all of that, they're not going to be driven to do anything with the app.
Yep.
Right?
Mary, I always show people my app. But thank you.
You bet.
Mary Jo, this is Martha.
Martha.
Two questions. The Manatech Plus improvements, are they available now, or is that coming down
the Manatech
road?
What improvements?
Manatech Plus app.
Oh, no, they're not available now. No. Improvements are going to be coming out by Manifest.
Okay. And then on the Zoom that Manatech provided, is there a time frame on that to sign up for the Zoom?
A time frame on the Zoom to buy into the Zoom? I don't think so. None. Going forward, they want to make it available to all associates going forward.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's good for and you don't have like a 30-day period you have to sign up for it once you become an associate, and they really are encouraging it for everybody to take advantage of it, right?
Okay, Mary Jo, it's Peggy here.
Hey, Peg.
Good.
Happy New Year up there in Canada.
In warm Canada, right?
Right.
The Manatech Plus, is there a video one can look at just to give them a handle?
Yes,
or maybe
I believe there's a training on Manatech Plus. Don't they have a video training?
In the library.
Look in the library.
It won't be
necessary. Video training.
Okay, good. That will help because I'm clueless.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for us to learn first before we try to educate others. What do you think? Is that a good step? Yeah. The other way doesn't work, but that does work. And I think maybe even listening to it a couple times and watching it so you get really familiar with it. Silence, obviously, and Mary Erb are both very, sophisticated users of it, but there are a lot of us that aren't. So it's important for us to understand. I said, if you don't use it, you'll lose it, right? You got to use it. That's the important thing. You want to get your training on it and start using it, getting dependent on it. Manatech stated to all the presidential directors a week ago at a presidential meeting they had by Zoom, that they held up that iPhone and they said, this is how we believe all business will be run in the future. So with that statement, all I can tell you is it's really critical for us to just push ourselves out of our comfort zone and learn about new things that we perhaps don't want to know or we're adverse to because technology is still a little out of our comfort zone. I mean, our whole world, I'll just share this. You can complain about it or you can go, well, we never had to do these things before. I know this is a lot of technology. I'm going to tell you, if you don't follow this, the world's going to go right past you because the reality is technology is just changing everything, and it's massive, massive, massive. I mean, the one thing we've been watching for 10 years now is the store closures. And we just had a bunch of other ones the first of the year here in the U.S., whether it was the Limited or, I mean, I just remember I saw about five major, major chains that are going out of business. And it just continues to happen. Why? Because of technology. Technology. People buy things online. Everybody wants to do it the easy way. I want to look at my phone and I want to buy something. I want to buy a new pair of shoes. I'm going to go online and click this button and they'll be delivered to me the next day. I mean, at my front door. Why do I want to get out of the creature comfort of my home when I can have everything delivered at my front door? I mean, we have, I don't know about you guys, but I think we have Amazon hitting our front door probably three, four days a week. Yeah. Even my husband, he loves it. We buy cat food and litter on Amazon. Psht.
No.
Or no, that's not Amazon. Oh, Chewy's. Yeah. But it's all. But again, it's all done by an app. It's all done technology and delivered at our doorfront. So we don't even buy cat food at a store. I mean, it's here, and it's here to stay, and it's here to only grow. So jump in, both feet. Don't fight it. Become a part of it, and once you see the ease of it, you'll fall in love with it. I guarantee it. I just wish I would have a robot that would get the cat food off the front porch and the litter and bring it into the house. Then I would. Lydia has to figure out that one. Yes. All right, everybody. I love you. Have a great week, and look forward. Next Monday, am I going to be on, or am I going to tape it? I think we're going to tape it. I'll be on a ship. Because I'm going on a marketing cruise that kicks off on Saturday to those wonderful, crazy places I've never been before, Curacao and Aruba and those things. What's the other one that you mentioned? Grand Turks. Yeah, I've never been to those islands, so it's fun for me because I've traveled so far and wide, and here's some places I haven't been. So and marketing cruise means they're going to be, it's not network marketers, it's just people in the marketing field. A lot of them, they do a lot of networking for joint ventures and things like looking for joint venture partners. So it's going to be a lot of fun and enjoyable. So, but I'll definitely tape a call. If I don't do it, we don't do it live. We'll send out a tape and I'll do it by tape because I hate to miss your Monday mornings. Okay. All right, everyone. Love you. Have a great week. Let's go after it. 2020. We're here.